With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana officials say the state collected enough revenue to give $111 million to government agencies, the Treasury, and a new rainy day fund. Legislative Fiscal Division officials said today the state collected $2.4 billion in revenues during the financial year that ended last month. That's $29 million below the forecast used to write the two-year state budget, but more than the $111 million above the estimate Governor Steve Bullock used to call a special legislative session last fall. The session led to spending cuts and transfers aimed at closing the budget shortfall. It also resulted in a bill that called for dividing excess revenue should tax collections come in above the governor's estimate. LFD officials say $20 million will go to the general fund and more than $90 million will be split between state agencies and the new Budget Stabilization Reserve Fund. Montana health organizations that eliminated staff and services amid state budget cuts are cheering Governor Steve Bullock's announcement that the funding will be partially restored, but they say long-term damage has been done. Budget cuts enacted this year ended the contracts of four organizations that provided case management services to people with developmental disabilities. One, Helena Industries, closed its doors in April. Another is Aware, Inc. Spokesman Pat Noonan says Bullock's news is good, but it will take years to rebuild the system. Opportunity Resources CEO Josh Kendrick says it's difficult to know how Bullock's announcement will affect his organization, but it won't bring back 27 jobs lost. I'm Rosie Costin.
With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. The Reynolds Lake Fire southwest of Darby is now 60% contained, up from 50% yesterday. The fire did not grow yesterday and remains at 1,068 acres. Two crews working on the fire were released today and were reassigned to the 4,000-acre Rattlesnake Creek Fire in Idaho. Two engines were also released. Firefighters are continuing mop-up activities and are working to contain any additional spot fires. Aircraft will be used as needed to moderate the fire and any spread. A federal appeals court has ruled in favor of an environmental group challenging a timber and forest thinning project in the Kootenai National Forest. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found that the Forest Service, quote, acted arbitrarily and capriciously, unquote, by failing to determine whether the East Reservoir project will result in new roads that will exceed a cap on them meant to preserve grizzly bear habitat. The East Reservoir project is planned for the east side of Lake Coconusa, approximately 15 miles east of Libby. It includes nearly 9,000 acres of commercial logging and more than 15,000 acres of forest thinning and fuels and wildfire treatments. The Forest Service says it would produce an estimated 629 jobs. The court ruling in favor of litigants Alliance for the Wild Rockies sends the project plan back to the Forest Service for modification. The owner of a Missoula meat company that was the subject of a state public health alert says he has never been issued a violation or failed a lab test. The Montana Department of Livestock alert issued Tuesday says K&C Foods produced and distributed an unknown quantity of meat products that weren't inspected because state regulators had suspended the company for unsanitary conditions. The alert urged people to throw out or return the meat. State officials say Montana collected enough revenue to give $111 million to government agencies, the Treasury, and a new rainy day fund. Legislative Fiscal Division officials said today the state collected $2.4 billion in revenues during the financial year that ended last month. Montana health organizations that eliminated staff and services amid state budget cuts are cheering the announcement that funding will be partially restored, but they say long-term damage has been done. Governor Steve Bullock said yesterday that $45 million will be given back to the State Department of Public Health and Human Services and possibly other agencies that cut spending amidst a budget shortfall. A St. Ignatius school bus driver has pleaded not guilty to possessing meth and using the drug in school buses, leaving residue that could endanger children. KERRAM reports 54-year-old Scott William Johnson pleaded not guilty yesterday to possession and distribution of dangerous drugs and endangering the welfare of children. Johnson was arrested in May after an informant reported buying meth from him and using it in the bus storage barn as well as in the athletics bus. Prosecutors say the bus barn, the athletics bus, and a yellow bus all tested positive for meth. Johnson's trial is scheduled for November 26th. A Missoula man is charged with felony criminal endangerment after his 2-year-old son was found in a hot van outside a grocery store. Firefighters broke the window to rescue the child Monday, and 31-year-old William Reynold Adams was arrested when he returned to the vehicle. Highway 2 north of Glacier International Airport remains closed at this time due to a 2-vehicle crash. A detour is in place. The Daily Interlake is reporting that drivers of 2 pickup trucks were killed in a head-on collision. The Reynolds Lake Fire southwest of Darby is now 60% contained, up from 50% yesterday. The fire did not grow yesterday and remains at 1,068 acres. 2 crews working on the fire were released today and were reassigned to another fire in Idaho. 2 engines were also released. Firefighters are continuing mop-up activities and are working to contain any additional spot fires. Aircraft will be used as needed to moderate the fire and any spread. The Bank and Rhine fire, burning north of Big Sky in the Lee Metcalf Wilderness and into Yellowstone National Park, grew by an estimated 50 acres yesterday. It's now estimated at 393 acres. Authorities report little increase in fire behavior and say they're monitoring it and watching the weather, which is forecast to be sunnier and drier for the next several days. The Bacon Rind fire is not threatening any roads or structures at this time. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.